This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Dan Gretsch, and I'm at the B Bar at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach. And we're here today to acknowledge the winners of the That's So Miami Poetry Contest. All throughout the month of April, we received submissions of poems that began or ended with the words, "That's So Miami." We got 1,200 submissions. I will begin. The first category is Best Ode to Miami in Spanglish. And the winner is Lauren Fernandez of Miami. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Lauren Fernandez. I'm from Miami, and I'm in love with it. So I'm really excited. This is a great opportunity, and I love the O Miami Poetry Festival, and it's just great.
What do you do in the world?
I'm an attorney. Yeah. That's right. That's right. So I don't write like this at all in my normal life.
So this was the most expensive poem to write?
No, I did it at home.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. I don't want to get fired.
All right. Will you read it for us?
Of course. Exciting and extravagant, Guajiros and Bentleys, Tostones and Champagne, that's so Miami.
Next up is Best Ode to Miami Food, and the winner is Christina Rodriguez of Miami. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been in Miami all my life. I love it here. I never lived anywhere else, and I'd never written poetry before, and to the surprise of myself and my family, when this started, I couldn't get enough of it. For some reason, I was able to rhyme about 20 poems, which I submitted, and I'm very much in love with it. I'm very excited that for the first time I entered something like this, that I got some recognition for putting part of my culture into poetry and sharing it with you.
Well, thank you. You know, I have to say that if there's anything we are hoping for in contests like this is to inspire people who maybe don't think they have a voice to have one. And the fact that you are one of the five winners out of 1,200 poems.
Yes, I know. That's amazing. I almost got fired.
By your husband? By whom?
No, by work. My work.
Because of all the poems you were writing?
Well, I was writing at work and doing the computer and checking the Tumblr and looking to see if I was there and looking for my pictures. Only one. I submitted a lot. Only one got but maybe the next year.
Do you mind if I ask where you work?
I work at Miami Children's Hospital.
Do you have something you want to say to your boss?
Thank you for putting up with me, and thank you for reading and allowing. They were very good about it, actually. They were very, some people thought it was a great thing, and they cheered for me and voted for me and all.
Well, thanks to Miami Children's Hospital for lending us Christina for the month of April.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanksgiving in Miami. My cousin brought the sweet potatoes. My aunt brought the congee. My brother brought the yuca, and my uncle the black beans. There also was a turkey, the best they've ever done. The reason being, it almost tastes like pork. But this carbohydrate feast was not the biggest thing. The main ingredient was the love of all involved in it. Thank you.
Okay. So our next category is Best Ode to Miami Traffic. And the winner is Marcus Cade of Miami Shores. So you want to tell us about yourself?
I drive to work each day, and I drive home each day, and I listen to WLRN in both directions.
Thank you for that.
And, yeah, you bet. Nice plug. I'll be getting my free beer at the back after the – yeah, and, but anyway – On the day that they were talking about the contest, I was having a really rough commute, which is about average, and so I hit the office, logged into the computer, and dashed off about 8 angry traffic poems, and the poetry guys were listening, and you guys invited me over, so thank you.
Well, thank you. And where do you work, and what's the commute?
The commute is between 16 minutes and 30 seconds at 4 a.m. when there's nobody else driving, which I've done, and infinity when Miami is at its most frustrating, which happens now and again.
And you're commuting from Miami Shores to?
Southcom, the military headquarters west of the airport.
The ones that the Miami Herald are going to soon move into?
They're going to be our new favorite neighbors.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
We'll
see you over. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Stopping by for that beer.
We're moving in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is your poem.
Exit ramp back up. Losers wait. I cut in front. That's so Miami.
I kind of want to hear your other one as well.
Yeah, you bet.
Do you think you know it by heart?
I think I do. I think
it has like one word in it.
I will cut you off. Me, 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 me. That's so Miami.
Thank you very much. So the next, you know, this was a contest that was conceived to celebrate and, frankly, poke fun at Miami. And so, love it or hate it, Miami is this sort of resonant symbol of South Florida. And we reach from the Keys to Palm Beach. And this was the poem for everyone else. It's the best ode to Miami's flaws. And the winner is Dylan Turfs of Coral Gables. So tell us about yourself.
I'm Dylan Turfs. I'm from Sarasota, and I moved here about 3 years ago. And you can't complain when you're halfway between the ocean and the Everglades. But there are some complaints about traffic.
So you can't complain, but you are going to complain.
Can't complain about Miami. You can complain a little bit about the people once in a while.
And what do you do in the world?
I'm a student at the University of Miami, and I actually study poetry, among a few other things.
So. What level, what program are you in?
I'm undergrad, and then next year I'm going to be a senior, so.
Great. Okay. So.
February newspaper says on-the-job cops are ignoring emergencies to drink Cortaditos and Florida Sun. Today, on the way home, I passed a car accident. White sedan curved around pole, white van engine folded in. Nearby, a detective leans back and sucks a cigar. I think to myself, at least he showed up. That's so Miami.
Congratulations.
And finally, is the best ode to Miami. Many of our poems sort of talk about some of the flaws. This is the one that won in talking about what we love so much about Miami. And the winner is Arlo Haskell of Key West. So, Arlo, this is a special day for you, and not just because you won the Ode to Miami and the staycation package.
Yeah, that's right. It's my one-year wedding anniversary today.
So, I am walking now over to Arlo's wife. What do you have to say about Arlo?
I'm the luckiest woman. Amazing man. Great husband. So glad I married him. Best decision I ever made.
What does your mom think about you marrying a poet?
My whole family loves Arlo dearly, yeah.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
All right. And what do you do in the world, Arlo?
I work with Key West Literary Seminar, a literary organization, you know, in the lines of something like O Miami. We try to bring the written word to as many people as possible and, you know, celebrate all the things it can do for us in our life. So it's great to see what O Miami does up here and come participate in it.
It's every January.
That's right. The seminar takes place every January, and we look at a particular literary topic each year. About every 7 years, we focus on poetry, and in the interceding years, it's one thing or another. This upcoming year is mystery and crime writing.
And here is your poem.
That's so Miami can see its way from the bottom of the bay to crawl across the streets, she said, when I asked about the lights that run the edge of the swamps down west. But so much light makes adjacent darkness darker, I said. That's right, she said, and vice versa. Blindness brought by surfeit of light is my kind of night. Stars scrape it like gravel in knees and elbows, skitter across it like storm-tossed flying fish in the sand.
From the B Bar at the Betsy Hotel, this is WLRN Miami Herald News.